I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A U.S. appeals court has blocked President Trump from ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Dreamers Act, commonly referred to as DACA. The appeals court stated that the decision by the Trump administration was based on flawed legal theory. The ruling stated that the claim that President Obama did not have the authority to put the program in place is incorrect because the government has a, quote, well-established history of making decisions not to enforce immigration law on certain categories of people. The ruling by the court will keep the preliminary injunction against Trump ending DACA in place as lawsuits by California and others continue on through the courts. Eventually, the fight over DACA could make its way to the Supreme Court. The White House had already asked the Supreme Court earlier this week to look at the case even before the appeals court ruling was announced. It's the second time the administration has asked the country's highest court to take up the case. Protests erupted nationwide yesterday, with demonstrators calling for the protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible collusion with Trump's campaign. Organizers of the protest stated that naming Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general is a, quote, deliberate attempt to obstruct the special counsel's investigation. Whitaker has been vocal in his criticisms of Mueller's probe, saying he believes the investigation may go, quote, too far and supports limits on Mueller's power. A federal judge has blocked construction of the contested Keystone Pipeline project, stating that the Trump administration, quote, simply discarded the effect the project would have on climate change. Judge Brian Morris ruled that work cannot move forward until the government looks into what the environmental impact of the pipeline will be. The Diocese of Nashville has published the names of 13 former priests that served in the diocese who had been accused of sexually abusing a minor. The diocese said releasing the names was a part of its continuing effort and its commitment to transparency, accountability, and pastoral care. 9 of the 13 priests are deceased and 2 are in prison. The Nashville Diocese becomes the latest in a number of dioceses following the Pennsylvania grand jury report this summer that have made the decision to release the names of priests who have been credibly accused. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.